You just want to know the MS, to understand it, no matter who it was from. In fact, perhaps one can even add Halayim in Mikol Adam. It means that if the Tras Yisrael writes it, the same applies to any Chachman, not just to Chachman Satoya, even any Chachman. Typically, he would say that Yesh Torah B'Gayim Al Tamim, Yesh Chachman B'Gayim Yud Kvot Ve'Eich HaRabazi, Yesh Chachman B'Gayim Tamim, and he would take be Mekabel from absolutely anyone. Absolutely anyone. So may this learning be also living in Shmosai. So just a couple of halachas with regards to the Din Nefnevelis de Mechshayel. In this week's parasha we have in Kedoshim, just before Sheni, the pasuk says, "V'nefnevelis situ Mechshayel, v'yareisim enekech ani Hashem." That in front of an Iver, in front of someone that's blind, this is a literal meaning, "V'nefnevelis situ Mechshayel," in front of someone that's blind, "lo yisitu Mechshayel," don't put a stumbling block. V'yareisim enekech ani, you should fear from Hashem, ani Hashem. So that basically Rashi brings from the Torah's Kohenim that it's referring to an Eitzah She'eino Higenes, which means if someone gives an Eitzah which is only to his own benefit and not to the one receiving it, he says to him that, "I think you should sell the home, you should sell the house," and obviously he's trying to get hold of it, or the Akifin, maybe someone else, means his intentions aren't noble, to say the least. And in such a case, then that's lifnevelis de mechshayel. The Torah says he's iver b'davar, the one receiving the eitzah needs to be guided, he's blind, so to speak. And the Torah says, lo yisitu mechshayel, don't put a stumbling block, meaning don't mislead him. That's the Torah's kohenim. Eitzah she'eino higenes. And that's why it says, v'yareisim enekecha, because it's something which can be clothed in piety, so to speak. You could say that I meant well, and even if it turns out that things are derailed, but he could say that my kavana was the toiva. I intended to guide him in the right way, and lo and behold, there was something unforeseen. So the Torah said, "V'yareisam enekecha," that the Rabbeinu Shlom knows the truth, where you're coming from, and what prompted you to guide him in this way. So that's v'yareisam enekecha. At the same time, also the Gemara says that to be moishit klesiyayin and nozim, or even menachay leben noyach. Ben Noach, a guy, has certain mitzvahs. Eivim Lachai is one of them. And if you're moishit a kais le-nozir, kais yayin le-nozir, and nozir is forbidden in wine, or Eivim Lachai to Ben Noach, then the Gemara says in the Avodah Zarah, and that too is included in the Issa of Lifnei Melesit Mechshayel. Meaning because spiritually you're harming him, or you're causing him to be harmed, and in such a case, that too is included in Lifnei Melesit Mechshayel. In such case, you'd be over the lav, and you'd be transgressing the Nefnevelis de Mechshayel. The Rambam actually brings both, that it's one isn't contradicting the other, right? One is an Eitzah, which may not relate to anything Ruchnias, but at the same time, there's also an Issa to cause a stumbling block for him to be over anything in a Ruchniastic way. The Rambam writes here in Hilchos Ritzeach, "Kol she'asa nimkai l'ayver kachomim, asa nimkai l'Yisrael, Shenimtza machzik yad oiver aveya umachshilai." So the Rambam writes, he actually brings the first in of being machzik oiver aveya, that's supporting oiver aveya umachshilai, and he's machshilim. That means if someone stole and you're sending it to Yisrael, nimtza machzik yad oiver aveya umachshilai. So if you're encouraging him to go further in his bad trait of stealing, then you mustn't, then that's your evil if an emelis to Mechshayel. V'chein, the Rambam writes, "Kol amachshil evil bedovo, v'yisiyoy eitzah she'eino higenes." Oy, the Rambam writes clearly, "Oy shechizik ido evil avera, shu evil v'ein ray derecho emes, from the Tav Asliboy." Any of them, "Harei ze oivah beloisase, shenema, v'lif an emelis to Mechshayel, habo nitl memcha eitzah, ten lay eitzah higenes." So the Rambam includes both, and the Rambam writes, "Ehen eitzah she'eino higenes, or spiritually, you're machshin him, then either way, you'll be over lifnei'iver le'sitein mechshayel." Yeah, the only question is, and this Menachos Chinuch asks, he says that in the Rambam, he doesn't quote the Rambam, but in the Chinuch writes, that when it comes to being giving an eitzah she'eino higenes, so the Chinuch writes, "Noyeg b'chol mokem chazman b'schon nekeves v'aymelai v'hisyes chaveyai ledas eitzah she'eino higenes loy," meaning if you deliberately tripped up your friend by giving misleading him. Oy saya isabitva veina, kiyana meshit kaisya in the nozim kol kayitzabaze, ova alavze. So either way, you'll be over this love. So Minchas Chinuch, he picks out the Chinuch on the fact that the Chinuch writes vehisyas chaveina, the das eitzashen again as life. That means if he's masi chavein ladas, intentionally he tries to trip up his friend by giving him an etzah sheni ganas. Why is it just his friend? Then if it would be a goy, then it should be the same thing, shouldn't it? Because just like in the case of Eivim Anachayin ben Noach, if you're machshil the goy by giving him a piece of Eivim Anachayin, then you'll be oivim. So it doesn't have to be dafka to a yid. Yet the Chinuch writes that the etzah sheni ganas, at least there, the Chinuch writes, it's only Hisyas Chaveira that does. If you trip up your Chava with an Eitzah Shein Eganes, that means you mislead him, and that seems to imply that it belongs only to, that this din applies only to Yisrael. The Eitzah Shein Eganes, the din of Eitzah Shein Eganes, only applies to Yisrael. So the Melech Chinuch asks the Kashi, he said he doesn't understand. He says here, yeah, so he said he doesn't understand that if it should apply just as well to in a case of the goy, if you're giving a goy an eitzah she'ena genes, and it should apply just as well. Eini edea, he says, minone, eini meivin kamonas rabam chamesh kosa b'nei Yisrael, because even the Chinuch actually starts off saying, la'ina hachshel b'nei Yisrael, los lem eitzara, that you shouldn't be machshel b'nei Yisrael, los is lem eitzara. So he says, he doesn't understand, why did it say b'nei Yisrael? Haragam le'goy, the lava b'nei is just as applicable to a goy. Like we just mentioned about in the case of Eivim Menachai. And then he says that to be mechalek and say the davke binyan dva'isu, when it comes to something spiritual, then you're not supposed to be machshel ben noach. But when it comes to an eitzah shein egenes, maybe there it only applies to Yisrael. He says, why? Why should that be? Kimin da'akroi koi amagaman ben noach. Once a posuk is applicable to ben noach just as well, and the posuk includes both aspects, so why shouldn't one, just like one applies to a goy just as well, so too the din of eitzah shein egenes should also apply to a goy just as well. We come on to Davka Nasi Eitz Tei Ma'asa, Lele Salik Atzim Eitza, and he says, Eini Yedei Minole Lerav HaMechamed Olazeh Betzoch Iyem. So he leaves it Shmeh.
Is the goy chayev and he doesn't?
What, if the goy...
Bach Shele Yid.
Yeah, so that's questionable as to whether a goy has a dinnech neighbor or not.
If yes, okay, but if not,
yeah.
That's why you can do it to him too.
That's a chesh le'mun ha'shmul, that in a case where the goy isn't muza, then he would be... then he wouldn't be over if never. But no one agrees with it. Others say that if at the end of the day, we have this mitzvah, right? We have this issa if never is the mechshel, so the chayav should be no difference. Whether we, just like if you machshel a goy with an issa, even if he doesn't have the issa of Eivim Anachai, I point to many, even if he doesn't have the issa of never of tripping someone else, a goy to trip another guy, to trip up another guy, it could be they wouldn't be over, but nonetheless, we cannot be machshel the goy with the Issa of Eivim Anachai. So then accordingly, even the Eitzah Shein Eganes should also be. But there are some that say the following, yes, also Mishmar Eschaim and the Kovit Shurim writes it, that in the case of the, it could well be that there are two different principles here. There's one Issa of Eitzah Shein Eganes, and there's one Issa, meaning you're giving him a false Eitzah, you're misleading him, and then there's another case, and there's another aspect to the love, the Issa of being machshel him in an Issa. You're being machshel him in an issa, and it could well be that there are two different inyonim here, two different aspects here. One aspect is in the case of being goyim and avera, just like we can't cause ourselves to do an issa, the Torah is makbid that don't allow anyone else to do an issa through you. Right? Just like similar to the case of arvos, we have to ensure that people are makai mitzvahs, and likewise ensure that people aren't transgressing. People aren't over any avers. That's one nekuda, and that could be as an issa of, as the Rebbe Chanan says, it's bein odom namokim. It's an Issa Beinon Namakim that the Rabbeinu Shlom wants you, just like you yourself have to be Nizar and Mitzvahs, the Rabbeinu Shlom wants you to be careful that no one else should trip up through you. That's one Nakuda. That's the aspect of being Machshil Naveh, that's being Machshil, your fellow Jew, in an Issa. And that applies to a Ben Laich just as well, that no Issa should be done through you. When it comes to Eitzah Shein and Genes, that could be, that's something where it's already a Beinon Menachmer Dikadin, that you're misleading someone in Eitzah. There's no Isurim involved. But it's a case where you're misleading him. He's asking whether to sell the house, like we said, or whether to invest in a certain business, and you lead him up the wrong way. In such a case, then that's more Bein Adam Nachmer Dikadin. That could be something which is only primarily with the Yisrael. Bein Adam Nachmer is only Yisrael, it's not with the guy. So that means with the Yisrael, if there's an Yisrael that you're being machshel him, then there's no difference between a guy and Yisrael. No, the Torah doesn't want you, the Rabbanishma doesn't want you to be either any Yisrael, neither you, nor someone else, through you. Right? That's what the Torah is that no one should be transgressing anything through you. Not yourself and not anyone else. That then applies to a goy just as well. But when it comes to Neitzah Shein Genes, that means look after him, make sure that you don't lead him up the wrong way. That could be as a din, which is only applicable to a Yisrael, not to a goy.
Then you'll have to be machalik within the Eitzah,
yeah,
as to whether you're giving him an Eitzah.
A spiritual Eitzah or not.
If you're giving him an Eitzah to eat Eivim Menachai.
Yeah, absolutely. That wouldn't be the Eitzah Shein Genes that we're talking about. Eitzah Shein Genes, we're talking about something in the physical world. Not something which to do with Yisurim. Enach Nama. Yeah. Now there's really a third aspect. So those are the two dinim which are not done from the flame. And as we said, it could well be that there are two independent principles. Right? There's a third way. There's a third din which is learned out. What would you say about actually someone that's an Iver, a blind person, and you put a stumbling block, you put a briefcase there in front of him, and he trips up? Would you be Iver in such a case? That's really the Pshutei Shemikra, right? Rashi means that the Kutim, the Gemara says, that they understood the famous Temichshon to mean Kipshutei, that not to put a stumbling block in front of the Iver, in front of the blind person. Would we hold that one would be Oiv if someone were to do such thing? So interesting, you'd say, for sure, no, that's a Pshutei Shemikra. But it's not quite so simple. And actually, there are many that say that you wouldn't be Oiv. You wouldn't be Oiv in such a case. And I saw the Malbim Teretvim also says just the same. He says, if you take note, the Pasuk says, if Neiv lay sitting Michsha. If it's placing something in front of him, then it would say lo sosim mirsha, not just sima. Sitin is giving. Nasin, you're giving an Eitzah Shein Genes. You're putting something into his mouth, or you're not placing something down. That's why he says the lashon of the pasuk seems to imply that it's actually not referring to the way we would otherwise understand the pasuk. Interesting that the Kli Yochah, so he points out that we mentioned earlier on v'yareisa melekecha, like Rashi says. That it's something which you can hide it. You can camouflage it by saying that really I was giving an Eitzah Genes, I meant well. That's only if it's not something openly brazen, you didn't go ahead and put a mikshel in front of him. If you put a mikshel in front of him, there's no erasim and a kech on that. That's clear. Everyone could see you doing Naveira. So that's why it's mistaba that the Torah is actually not referring to such a thing. But Neumann agrees with it, so that's the Menachas Chinuch raises it. And based on what we just explained, it could be that that's why it actually would not be included, like we saw for the Malbim, the Kli Yochah. The Meshech Chochma, he actually learns that the Torah certainly is also referring to a case of Lifnimelis Temichshon, a case where you're actually placing a stumbling block in front of a blind person. It's also included in that. That means this is the third aspect which is included in the Lav. He actually brings right from the Gemara, the Gemara of Kamen and Aleph, the Gemara that talks about Boyish Shnei Shutvin. So the Gemara says, how do you have a case of a Boyish Shnei Shutvin belonging to two Shutvim, right, two partners, and then Shoy falls into the Boy, and Yechayim. So the Gemara says, what are we talking about? How is it that two Shutvin dig it? So the Gemara says, if we're talking about a case where the two of them say to a Shliach, go ahead, dig it, right, dig the Boy for us. So then the Gemara says, it can't mean that the two Shutvim will be Oivim, because Ein Shlichet V'Aveir, the Gemara says. Ein Shlichet V'Aveir. Now, which Dvar Aveir are we talking about? Says the Meshech Chochma, you see, if Ne'ivah, they sit in Mechshel. That's what he says. That means if you're learning Pshutei Shemikra, then this would be included in the Lav of the Ne'ivah. And digging a pit that someone should stumble and fall into it is Kneni Dinah Lifnei Mleste Mechsha. The Bach says Kneni not like that. The Bach is in Yerudea. Shina Madana, the Bach says Kneni that the Rabbanon were Moitzi at Mepshutish and Mikra. And he says that it's referring only to the case of the Gemara talks about Makel Livnei Godel. Right? If you're hitting your son that's already an adult, and he can hit you back. So the Gemara says that such thing would be Lifnei Mleste Mechsha. So clearly that's something which is, you're causing him to stumble and transgress, but not a case where you're physically putting a stumbling block in front of him. That's what the Bach writes clearly, and as we mentioned, others also agree with the Bach, but the Meshech Chochma writes clearly from that Gemara that the Dvar Veira is Lifnei Ive Leisitein Mechsha. Yeah. Now, what would you say in a case of an Aveira Drabonu? Right? We discussed a case where you're Machshel someone with an Issa, which incidentally means any case. Tosis, for example, even talks about the case being Melamed Torah to a goy. Right? It's forbidden because there's a din that a Torah isn't supposed to be taught. The Gemara says Magid Devar Yaakov. So Tosis says, then why do I need Magid Devar Yaakov? The pasuk that tells me that a goy, that you're not Moisa Devar Torah to a goy, you anyhow can't, because a goy is forbidden to learn Torah. The Gemara says that Torah, that's Ibn Moshe Moshe Kedas Yaakov, that it's only Kenes Yaakov, it's only for us. And a goy learning Torah is over if it's other mitzvahs not applying to him. So the Gemara says that he's not supposed to be learning Torah. If we teach Torah, then we're being machshin him. So you see that that's teaching Torah is something which you cannot do even. So Tos explains that a goy could have got it in any man from another goy, right? Or it could be that if Nevel is Timichsha, it's only when you're intentionally putting a Mechsha in front of him, meaning causing him to transgress. But if you're teaching Torah and a goy overhears what you're teaching, then that wouldn't be called if Nevel is Timichsha. Moshe has a chum about it, not so simple, because we're talking about certain schools. You know, there's a mixture, there's some goyim in the class. So can you teach them Torah? So this is the question of Nevel is Timichsha. It could be that if they're just coming to listen, you're your plan is to just teach Torah to the Yin, and a goy listens in, then that wouldn't be Lefneva Leisita Mechsha. But again, you see that we're talking about cases of causing an Aveir to be done. And says the Bach that if it's a case where you're actually physically putting a stumbling block in front of him, then you wouldn't be over. But that's subject to the debate. But what would be in a case of an Aveya that's Drabonon, an Issa of an Aveya which is Drabonon. So interestingly enough, there are three shittas on this, as to whether if you machshin your chava with an Aveya Drabonon, as to whether you'd be over if it is the Mechsha. Pashtus is at least a Drabonon you should be over, no? And like the Minchas Chinuch says, you should be over because it's a Eitzah Sheinah Genes. That means forget the spiritual aspect, but mitzad Eitzah Sheinah, you're giving an Eitzah Sheinah Genes, but you machshin him with an Issa Drabonon. But there is a Ramban and Ritva, they both say that you wouldn't be over at all. If you're being machshel aveid Rabban, the Torah is machaven to any Yisurim of the Torah. But a later Yisur that came about from the Rabbanon, then you wouldn't be over if they were still machshel. The Prima Godim says that it wouldn't make sense to say you'll be over at the Raisa, because the one that's doing the Yisur, once, if you do cause him to do an Yisur, what will he be over? He'll be transgressing the Rabbanon. And you'll be over at the Raisa. You only tripped him up. So you'll be over at the Raisa and he'll be over at the Rabbanon. So says the Prima Godin, it's not Mestamba. So he says the Mestamba, you only, by being machshin him, you only over drabonon. But the Arnim and Cheschin of Tainas, and he doesn't see as to why you shouldn't be over an Issa Deraisa, mitzad being machshin him with an Eitzah Sheinah Genes. Like we're saying, you're causing him to, you're misleading him by causing him to transgress an Issa Drabonon. So you're actually being machshin him, you're being masim him an Eitzah Sheinah Genes. But in light of what we learned before, that we said that there are two independent Yisurim, right? So what would be, let me ask the following. If someone is machshel someone, he tries to be machshel, he tries to make him switch on the light on Shabbos, and the guy doesn't. He says, what are you doing to me? And he stops short, right? Will the guy be able to never, after, at the end of the day, he actually wasn't, he didn't transgress? Right, so do we say that it's an actual trying to make sure that he should be over, right? Giving him the possibility of being over, that's the Lifnei Mleste Mechsha. Or do we say only once he transgressed, and then you'll be even the love, the mafreya, so to speak. Right? So what would you all say?
Why should he be
oyver?
Yeah.
So you try to be machshin him.
Right.
He's sitting. So you're giving it to him, you mean. So he has to take it. If he blocks his mouth, then...
Trying is not a...
So...
Everything that you quoted to Tilma about being Masi Eitzo, it doesn't say what the other person did. It doesn't say that he has to react.
So there is an Arugas Abayisim that says that to be Masi Eitzo, interesting, he says it that it's only if your Chava... If your chava doesn't accept the Eitzah, you are Masi Eitzah. That's what Arugas Abayisim writes. Whilst in the case of an Issa, he says only if he actually does an Issa. He's Mechalek between the two. He says they're two independent Yisurim. In light of what we said, it could be, you could say it the following way. That Masi Eitzah, we said, it could be, is Beinodim Lachmer Dekedin, that you're being Mafsidin, you're causing him a loss. If he didn't take your Eitzah, then it could well be you wouldn't be either. Whilst if it's a case of Issa, there, it's a pegia in Kved Hashem. The Rabbeinu Shlom doesn't want any issa to be done through you, not yourself, and not anyone else, like we said earlier. So it could well be the fact that you went ahead and tried to cause someone to do an issa, that in itself is something which the Torah says you're achroyam, and you'd be oiva, even without the person doing an issa. So maybe that could be the nafkamina. I mean, Chizkinuch says he doesn't understand why any aveid rabbanon shouldn't at least be mitzad eitzah sheni agenes. The answer is that eitzah sheni agenes is only if you've actually done it. You were mafsid your chav, you caused him a loss. That's a case of eitzah ra. But if it's a case of an issa drabbanon that we're talking about doing an issa, then it's only in a case where, then that's already in a case where even if he's not over the issa, right? Even if he wouldn't be over the issa, but you caused him, there's a pegia, like we said, in the mere fact that you tried to cause him to do any issa, be it an issa deraisa, or perhaps even an issa drabana. But it's independent from the din of eitzah sheni agenes. We can't say, like the Menchus Chinuch Tainas, what do you mean? It's eitzah sheni agenes. There are different gedorim here, right? Like we said, with regard to Vinam Lachmer, Vinam Lamotim, there are two independent yisurim, and one is not dependent on the other. Therefore, whilst in the case of Eitzah Sheni Agenes, it could be that it's only when the guy actually does it, he falls for it, but in the case of an Issa, it would be even if he doesn't fall for it, the etzem fact, the mere fact that you're trying to be machshin in an Issa, is already, you're already over. I'll just finish off. This is something which often, especially in South Africa, you have many Balei Tshuva, and the parents are still not from, unfortunately. So the shaila is, you're giving them food, if you're looking after your parents and you're giving them food, they're not making any bracha, and then the Tiras Yadayim, so the Ramon writes, and the Mechaba also talks about it, and the Chayni Beis, Kusamach Tes, and Kusamach Gimel, so there he talks about the case of giving someone food, lechem, bread, without the Tiras Yadayim, that's a Isle if an Imel is to Mishal. You can't do such a thing. Yeah, the only shaila is, when it comes to restaurants, it's, if you're a waiter in a restaurant, for example, right, and someone asks you for, do you have to make sure he makes a brocha, have you washed, do you have to now be a mashkiach of him? So that is easier, the poskim say, because then we're dealing with chadam adonai. Sorry?
It's his decision not to wash the hand.
True, it's his decision, but are you perhaps causing him, you mean you're not being mashing, you're not telling him, go ahead and eat now. You're putting it right in front of him. So in the case of a restaurant, it's easier because he could go anywhere. It's not as if it's only obtainable through you. Yeah, so that's different. But in the case of a parent, when you're giving a matana to someone, or you're giving someone to eat, a worker that's working, a secular Jew that's working in your house, and you know, you give him some sandwiches, and you give him lunch, and he's not making a bracha. So is there an issue if neighbor, they say the stipler used to make a bracha on the food and say, I'm being mighty to you. Right, and then he wouldn't have an issue. But the question is, and Moshe writes, if someone doesn't believe in Hashem, then in such a case, the bracha isn't a bracha. So to be mighty him, okay, maybe he is being mechamed at that moment, like Moshe says. The Timshish doesn't help you, because even he still doesn't understand the Shem Hashem. He still,
I believe in Hashem.
Isn't him not making...
Does it, if he does believe, then you're right. But sometimes, unfortunately...
Isn't him not making Bechas HaMozon as Shalad Daraisa already?
Yeah, so big samosa could be the stage later. You know, it's after the food. It's long, you've served him the food, but 10, 20 minutes later, he's not benching. That wouldn't be the finimus demichshus when you're being machshin him now. Currently, when you give him the food, you place the food in front of him, and then he doesn't make a brocho, he doesn't without the tenus yadayim. Yeah. There is a chiddush of Shlomo Zalman, and Moshe says something similar, and this is something which I always found hard to digest. He writes that if it's going to cause sinner, you know, you're not going to give him even a glass of water. And he's going to be, he's going to think, look, what type of behavior is this? So this is causing much more sinner. Then in such a case, it may not be, the nefnevah won't be applicable. But what does that mean? We never say that b'oyla nesakal, in order that it shouldn't be more v'chomad dekeesa. So I think the pshat is, what Pshat Zalma means, is that the Pasuk says, lefnevah they sit in michshol, that don't allow any michshol to happen. In this case, you're simply being matzil him, because he would be completely derailed. If he sees that you're not even acting in any civil way towards him, and you're not even giving him the decency of giving him even a glass of water, then in such a case, poshut he may, if he's a type of person, that he'll get tremendous sinner against Am Yisrael, against the observant Jews. So mainly in such a case, you're poshut being matzil him. So it's not, if the typical issue is lefeves demichshel, not to be machshel, here you're being matzil, here you're doing an atzolah. That's what Stomar Mishnah Zalman meant. The other thing is also that it could be, there's some shittas that say that if there's a bitl mitzvah say, that means you're not causing him to be over any yisur, you're not giving him an issue like putting an eva melachai in his mouth, or in the case of a kois yain and nozir. Here it's a bitl mitzvah say, that means he's not doing a mitzvah say. So it could be that's more mild, and in such a case that may not be included if never at all. So the mice and the paskim seem to be more noted local to allow to give someone something, bread or anything, without making a bracha, even though you knowingly, it could be it's a sofek, right? You could tell him, you know, make a bracha, and if he doesn't, then you know you've given him the ability to make a bracha, you've given him the choice, and then as you mentioned that it could be he then decides not to. So that would be the best. But even if it's a case where you know he's empty, and he's someone that definitely won't make any brocha, there is a mockum to be made based on what we said. So those are the three different dinim that we know from the Fneva. One, the din of Eitz Sheni Genes. Two, the din that not to be machshin anyone based on. We said it could be that the two independent Yisurim. And the third one is actually putting a stumbling block, according to many, that too is included in the Fneva list of Mikshu.
Yeah. Wait.